Now, we're joined on the line by Pat Healy, Chair of Listowel Races. Good morning, Pat. Thank you for joining us on the show. Would you mind telling us about your late friend Eamon, and Eamon O'Carroll from Listowel, and what you and other friends of his did in his honour?
Eamon, of course, everybody knows Eamon from Jets Bar in Listowel, and Eamon passed away last May, and he was a great man for Listowel Town. He reached a wide circle of friends through horse racing and GAA, greyhounds, up and down the country. Of course, his own pub trade, and of course, he's undertaking business. His nickname around the town was Ned the Dead. And he was a larger-than-life character, a fantastic character, a great person, a great friend. When you were a young fella growing up in the stall, you were made by Eamon Carroll getting to know you. He ran one of the busiest bars in the town, and he'd go to the football matches, and just to know Eamon Carroll when you were a young fella was a great match for you growing up. And of course, he was huge into the horse racing, and he used to go to Cheltenham for decades. I think he was going to Cheltenham since the early 80s, and he owned a few horses himself. And he was lucky enough to have a few winners over in the island. And he was an all-round great character. And of course, when he passed away last May, it was a big, big hit to the town. On the back also of his great friend Eric Brown, of course, the bookmaker Eric, who passed away the previous November. So it was a double blow for the town. But Eamon's wish, he'd have pints in his own pub and Jets, and his great friends Con McCarthy and Brian Quill, who would go to Cheltenham with him every year, he always said to the boys that his wish would be that his ashes would be scattered on the last fence on the Gold Cup track at Cheltenham. And unfortunately it came sooner than he wanted, of course, than we all wanted. But during the summer, his partner Marie came to me and she said, "I have Eamon's ashes. I want you to scatter them at Cheltenham." And we thought we were going to do it in November, at the November meeting, but of course there wasn't that many of the Listowel people going over. So we said we decided we'd wait till the festival. And going over, there was a steward's inquiry going over anyway, traffic, because we were going through customs at Cork Airport. And there was a young lady there, and I had the ashes in my camera bag, of course, and I put my camera bag through security, and she gave me a look as if I was carrying something else, and they pulled me in anyway, and they wanted to know, because his ashes were in an envelope, she wanted to know what was in the envelope. So I had to explain to her that it was our pal Eamon, and they were happy with that. But we got to Cheltenham. And all the Listowel boys met up. We had Berkey Brown and Spike Murphy, my nephew Sean Healy, of course, Eamon's great pals Con McCarthy, Brian Quill. We had All-Ireland winning Kerry footballer Noel Kennelly, and of course Brian's sons Parig and Michal. And we gathered in the parade ring, and we had chatted and we had a laugh, and we were talking about the horses. And then I just went out onto the track. I went out to the last fence, and sure, look, I had a chat with him, and I said a prayer, and I scattered the ashes in front of the fence, on top of the fence, and behind the fence. And that means that from now, forever, the Gold Cup winner will be jumping over Eamon Carroll.
And that's what Eamon wanted.
And that's what he wanted. So It was a nice, it was a sad occasion, but it was nice, and we laughed, and of course that's the way he wanted it. He was just, as I said, Eamon Carroll, no matter what town, village, part of the country you were in, once you mentioned you were from Listowel, everyone knew Eamon, and they always asked for him. And of course his dad before him, Jess, and his mom Peggy, and I always said, growing up, there was two men put Listowel on the map. One was the famous, the legendary John B. Keane, and the other was Eamon Carroll. And Listowel Town was lucky to have both John B. and Eamon, and of course we missed them both.
Could I ask you, Pat, Did you let the race, the festival committee in Cheltenham know, or is there any formality? Did you say, by the way, we're doing this to honour our friend who loved Cheltenham so much? Did you let them know? Is there protocol?
I said it to Berkey Brown. I said, do you know what? I said, we could be after starting a new revenue for Cheltenham race course with what we're after doing. But I didn't, because, look, just in case someone said you can't, but I couldn't see there being a problem.
No. I just thought they might like to know, because Cheltenham means that much to people.
Look, at the end of the day, it was just the Listowel, the Listowel boys were doing it. And, it's got a bit of traction now. I wrote my piece in the Irish Shield on Saturday and about it. And I was racing over the weekend, and people were, they were overjoyed by reading it and then seeing that it happened, and they were delighted for him. And so, and Stephen Fernand picked it up for the Kerryman, of course. So, yeah, look, maybe Cheltenham might be getting a few requests next year.
And Eamon had such a great sense of humour. He'd have got a kick out of various events that befell you on the way to Cheltenham to spread his ashes, such as being halted at Cork Airport, kind of asking, is that really somebody's ashes there, or could it be something else?
Eamon would have loved it. But as I said, he was going there since the 1980s, and Eamon, you could say, and even Jess, his dad before him, Jess Enoch, Cheltenham was more or less their second town. Everyone in Cheltenham knew them. But of course, the great crack was back in the 80s. Eamon, unfortunately, late at night one night, he drove up a one-way street, and he got caught by the local police. And unfortunately, anyway, it made the front page of the newspapers. And of course, there was great crack around the town. Eric Brown, Lord of Mercy, who had his butcher shop across the street from Jets. They used to sell the papers of Jets, and they had to hide the papers on Eamon's mum, Peggy, back in the day, so she wouldn't find out about Eamon getting his day in court over in Cheltenham for driving up the one-way street with a few pints in him. But he was a great character, and as I said, he's badly missed in Listowel, but he definitely won't be forgotten.
That was lovely. Really nice talking to you, Pat Healy, Chair of Listowel Races, on the pilgrimage that he and other friends made to Cheltenham. Well, I suppose Cheltenham is a pilgrimage to many, but a special, an added resonance to their trip to Cheltenham this year, when they spread their ashes of their beloved friend Eamon Carroll, who will now be forever part of the landscape of Cheltenham Racecourse.